Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
That's old Nina Simone, feeling good. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Friday. Today's Friday, April the 26th. Tonight's podcast is going to be about picking and choosing what's right and what's wrong. A lot of times we get out here, we really don't know what's right sometimes, and we really don't know what's wrong until we go through the point of experiences. The reason why I thought about this podcast and brought this subject on, because I see it on social media where there's so many different people, mainly, and I'm not picking at Christians or whoever, because the simple fact is, you know, I used to be the same way, just following the trend because it sounds good, and didn't even not realize to the point of going by experiences in life. We can write something down. And we can tell a story about what had happened before and so forth and so on. But unless we was there, we won't necessarily know if a lot of things is true or unless we experience it ourselves. Case in point, a lot of us follow the trend on how we were brought up. Going to church, praying certain types of ways, just a lot of different things that's in life, period. Getting on our knees, listen to our parents, not being disobedient, not talking back to our parents, not voicing our opinion about how we really feel, holding ourselves, not holding our parents accountable for their actions if they abused us or neglected us, not holding ourselves accountable. A lot of us in the Black community, we don't hold ourselves accountable for a lot of different things that we do in life. We just because we experience something doesn't mean that it necessarily to the point that that's the way that how we're supposed to have experienced it. And the reason why is because by nature, we all want to be right. I said that last night on my podcast that by nature, we all want to be right. And who do not want to be right? But we went to the point of what was said in a book and what was told us and how things supposed to go and so forth and so on. And we live by that. We live by that and we go by that. And we don't acknowledge, because we was taught to not lean in on our own understanding and stuff like that. And I guess we just don't supposed to feel nothing. I don't understand why the Creator great gave us feelings if we didn't supposed to feel anything. You know, it's just so many different things that has been taught to us that was totally, that doesn't make any sense. And what we was taught that, when things don't make sense, then just don't lean onto your own understanding. Just go with the flow and let God handle it and within the situation. So, and how we go through that is we get try to get some type of recognition from God by praying and asking God for help within certain things. I had come to realize that regardless of what, even if we're asking God, a greater being, a higher power, whoever, whatever, a however, for help for certain things, and there are so many different people that had asked for stuff that didn't possibly do anything, that didn't possibly do anything, and they still wasn't able to get no type of leverage or answer or relief for whatever that they were asking for. They didn't ask for that. Case in point, prime example, when a woman have a child or being raped within the situation and she has a child, but she asked that person not to rape her, but she, in the midst of having that child or of being raped, she conceived the child. But then she got to, she has to go with the flow because she was raped, and that's still supposed to be a blessing within the situation, because that's by nature. We are females and we're supposed to have children. There's so many different things that's opening. So many different people, like, begets terminal illness, children not being born, stillborn, not coming into the world because of whatever reason. Some people could be doing everything, exercising, taking their vitamins and stuff or whatever. Then they have a miscarriage and they don't have children, and they're so caught up on the point of certain things, they get caught up in the realm of what somebody has taught them and not realize that, hey, listen, you have to go by this. This is something that you have to go by regardless of what the situation is. There's just so many different things that has been taught to us and told us that we're supposed to go by, but it doesn't add up in a line to our life on a regular basis. And the reason why I say that and I'm bringing this up is it's just to the point that so many different people on social media or just in the world, they go by what somebody has told them. They don't go by their own experience or so forth and so on. And I did the same thing as well. I did the same thing. I was going by what everybody had told me. Hey, you're supposed to be married. You're supposed to do this and so-and-so this and that. You're not supposed to have sex before you get married. Like, then reading in the Bible, you're trying to interpret what it's telling you to do. Like, in order for you to be married, marriage is to the point of you having sex. If you have some type of understanding and so forth and so on. And it still doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to date somebody and then, like, say for instance, you date that person and you wind up marrying that person, actually married them. But when you get to start living with them, you're supposed to shack up. That's what they told us. They told us they did the shacking up thing or whatever. And I was like, well, damn, how do you get to know somebody if you don't live with them? It's just so many different things that we have gotten lost in the sauce because we don't supposed to go by our own understanding. We just went by these words that was told to us or this book that was given to us or whatever our ancestors had went through and so forth and so on, because that's what they learned. I say that to say this. I am not for, and I'm not pushing this on anybody else, but I suggest, and I am not for, to not lean on your own understanding, because in life you got to be able to understand certain things in order to try to go forward. If you keep being lost and don't know what it is that you're supposed to be doing, you'll wind up not living your life. You'll be experiencing life through somebody else's lens. And there's so many different things that you can do that you experience, you know. By nature, we know right from wrong. Don't nobody have to tell us what's right and what's wrong. And the reason why is because the simple fact is, if it doesn't make sense, or whatever, 9 times out of 10, it's wrong. Now, don't get me wrong. There could be, there's an instance where things could be something totally different within that spectrum. But a lot of times it's not that way. And the reason why things that we can be able to decipher if something's right or wrong is if it's going to hurt, cause some type of harm or pain to somebody else. Like, you don't want to do things to somebody that you don't want to be done to you. So you can know if it's right or wrong. That's just plain and simple. You don't slap somebody and then expect for them to be okay with you slapping them. If they slap you back, then you be like, a lot of people go to the point of understanding and say, well, hey, they slapped me, and you know, then I know that was wrong, and they know that was wrong before they even done it. There's just so many different things in life that we don't fall, that we don't have no type of understanding with, because the simple fact is we go off somebody else's understanding. We don't know. Everybody's different. Everybody know right from wrong, unless it's a child that's just born and experiencing life, period, and they haven't experienced that. And then sometimes, even with the point of an adult, if they haven't experienced something or whatever, they get, it's like with the point of trial and error, so they don't necessarily know as well. But once you know better, you do better. We grew up on so many different things that we were doing that were wrong and did not realize it until it was too late, you know, because that's what we were taught. We was taught to do these certain things and not realize that it was wrong all along, or whatever the case may be. Not thinking that it wasn't going to cause any harm or whatever. Or even to the point that a lot of times with our ancestors, they did things because they was doing things because they had to survive. And don't get me wrong, just like I said last night on my podcast, like, we're not in that survival mode era anymore. You can be able to get to the point of making a better decision than to go by what you were taught in life, period. You know, that's why I say it's always good to listen to old school music, regardless of what the music has going on and stuff like that. You know, you do have to be mindful of what you listen to, because, like, you know, that's somebody else's mantra and so forth. But a lot of times they give you that point of those people experiences, just like with the point of what was written in the Bible, those people experiences and what they felt, because those were those individual people. There's so many different things that we fall up under because we want to go by somebody else's understanding instead of our own. And I, myself, you know, to each their own, you know, you do what you feel like is necessary. But in this life, you got to be able to understand what you're doing and why you're doing it and who you're doing it to, or if you're doing it to yourself or if you're doing it to someone else. That's just plain and simple. There's nothing else that you can see or wind back or within the point of certain things. A lot of us do those type of things because we follow somebody else's understanding, because that's what we were taught to do. I'm going to tell you something. Going by somebody else's understanding will not get you anywhere in life, because guess what? You're going to wind up getting older. And I've come across a lot of older people that I used to see about when on hospice. They was like regretting that they didn't go and experience certain things, because the simple fact is they were on to the point of survival mode. They didn't have that love and understanding from family and friends around them. So they did what the best thing that they knew how to do. Back in the day, I can remember my grandmother telling me, I think my granddaddy was like 15 years older than my grandmother. Older people were getting married back when they were 15 years old. You know what I'm saying? Meaning like saying, hey, I love you, you love me, or whatever the case may be. I think they'll jump over a broom because in slavery, they wouldn't allow you. You had to ask your master if you was going to get married or not, and so forth and so on. And I think that a lot of people nowadays have gotten lost in the sauce of going the same way, because they have that freedom of being able to say, well, hey, I'm gonna marry this person or whatever. But back in the day and before then, you know what I'm saying? Like, people had to ask their master if they could marry this person, or if that person can be whatever. Sometimes people could be married and they would be living on different plantations and so forth. But that's just the history of the point of marriage. But you know, at some point in time, it was okay for people, white people, it was okay for them to be married amongst each other, but they had to go through so many different things. The white women, were treated just as bad. They were treated bad, just but not as bad as some of the black people, so forth and so on. So, you know, you understand what I'm saying. So, with that being said, like, we know right from wrong. You don't have to get to the point. If that's your experience in life, there's so many different black women and men that are lost. And I'm not going to just sit up and say that people are not being able to experience life because they had went through something and they decided not to go through that no more. I am a firm believer of that. Like, I was married my first time, and then after I had went through so much bad experience or whatever, I was like, well, shit, I'm not going to get married again. But lo and behold, here it is, 2024, me and my husband together going on 9 years, and I'm married again. You know what I'm saying? So, it, you know, like, hey, you bump your head at certain things or whatever the case may be. You learn from your mistakes and you try to move on. You adjust as you go. And that's just experiencing in life. They experience the point of knowing right from wrong and who's right and who's not and so forth. And people don't think about these type of things. We're so quick to judge one another because, hey, I'm not doing those things anymore. So I'm going to look down on the next person because they're not doing it. I don't look down on people if they still following the point of Christianity or any type of religion, because that's their experiences. I'm just saying, like, these people are not what should I say, explaining or allowing other people, they're not allowing the next generation to know certain things. Nowadays, you don't really see a whole bunch of younger people going to church and stuff. There's a few, but not as many. There's some people that is not waiting until they get married before they have sex. It's very few and far between. Especially after to the point that so many different people have found out that was not the way to go, because you got to live with somebody. And then even when you live with people, you still don't know how that person is necessarily going to act. It's so many things that we have derived from that we were taught and not realized that it was wrong altogether, you know, within that. So with that being said, like, we know right from wrong. We can't get to the point, we can pass judgment, we have to pass judgment, we have to make a decision, and when we make decisions, they're still passing judgment on somebody or whatever, but you don't have to necessarily look down on somebody because they have had that experience and you did not. Some people go through the point of different trials in life, you know, or whatever. Like, it doesn't make any sense. One of my cousins, she used to be like gung-ho, and, you know, with the point of talking about the Bible and Christianity and so forth and so on all the time. Now I see here lately she's been like done took back from it, and she was saying to the point, live your life or whatever the case may be. Enjoy your life. And hey, I applaud her for that, because a lot of times people don't realize that sometimes they stunt their growth by following something that doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many different things in life that we could be doing besides to the point of holding on to something that we really don't have no experience in. We're just going by trial and error, and we're passing judgment on other people because the simple fact is they're not doing what we think they feel like that they need to be doing. That's just plain and simple. That's just something for you guys to think about. Like, you know things right from wrong. You know if you hurt somebody or whatever the case may be, you don't do things to people that you don't want to be done to you. That's just plain and simple. You don't want to get to the point of ridiculing somebody because they don't understand what you're going through. Just because I read something a certain way doesn't mean that I interpret it the same way that you read it, or vice versa. So people get so caught up in that type of spectrum of not understanding. When we were in school, we always had to the point of when we had a test, at the end of the test, it always gave us a little bit of critical thinking. I feel like the government let us, they was like, hey, I allowed them to be able to use their own mind by giving us maybe 2 test questions of critical thinking. All the other stuff probably is a bunch of hoombla, because a lot of stuff we don't even use when we get grown. But those two or three questions at the end of a test used to be the ones that was giving us critical thinking, for us to be able to think outside of the box. Me, myself, whenever I used to have to do those, my answer would be so long sometimes, I think the teacher would just say that it was right. And really, to be honest with you, anybody else, everybody's answer might be different. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that critical thinking, meaning that, hey, listen, his person's answer is right, or that person's answer is right, or whatever the case may be. It's going back to the point of that person's experiences and what they see. It's getting to the point for you to think outside of the box, or whatever the case may be. And there's no right or no wrong answer. And that's another thing that we need to hold ourselves onto in life, is that there's no right or no wrong way to live. And besides the point of you going out hurting one another, we go to the point we can't eat certain things, we can't do certain things, we can't look at somebody. Back in the day, they used to cut people's eyes out for looking at a woman. They used to cut people's tongue out or whatever, or cut their lips off because they would whistle at a woman or something. So many different people died behind crazy, just off the wall stuff or whatever. And people are still doing crazy things today. We say it's crazy or whatever the case may be, but we just don't understand how another person feels, because the simple fact is we put ourselves in a box by following somebody else's way of thinking and way of living instead of our own. What do you think? Like, do everybody know right from wrong besides, like, maybe children, babies, and stuff like that? Or maybe even somebody that has some type of mental illness and so forth and so on. There's so many different things that we as individuals need to get away from because we're not being able to be critical thinkers. We need to be critical thinkers. We need to think outside of the box. We need to be able to see things from a different spectrum and a different horizon and so forth and so on. Because life is short. People are leaving here day in and day out. I don't know. I think I said this a few years ago when I first started my podcast. I remember this lady when I was in college that I was going to college with. And she was like, we grew up in a very Christian based household or whatever the case may be. And it's five of us girls and none of us is married. She said, but honey, I want me a man. I want to be married. We only person we know was our cousins and daddy and so forth and so on. And everybody else around us, all our friends and stuff, they got married. And I said, well, honey, if you a Christian, she said, I don't go anywhere and I don't really do anything and so forth and so on. And during that time, I was following the Christian way of living and so forth and so on. But I always, use my own mind when it came down to certain things or whatever. And I was like, how you expected meet somebody if you go to work and you go home, or you go to school and you go home? And she said, I always used to tell my sister that or whatever. She said, but my sister had got to the point where she started going out and she done got her husband, done got her man, the man and that. And she said, ain't nothing but just me left here. Or whatever. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. And she said, well, my other two sisters, you know what I'm saying? She said, they're going to stay with that. And that's what they have going on or whatever. She said, but it's just me left here. And I don't have nobody. She said, I want me a man. I said, well, honey, you're going to have to get out there, because how you expect for this man, you know? She said, well, maybe God will send him. Maybe he'll be the postman, or maybe I'll see meet somebody out here. I said, you ain't but a bunch of children or whatever. Lo and behold, she got out of that spectrum with the point. And I'm not saying that she stopped being a Christian. I'm just saying that she stopped holding, not allowing herself to be out and experience different things in life or whatever the case may be. So this one particular day when she used to go home, she decided that she said, well, I'm not going home today. I'm going to go out so I can be seen. How did God expect for me to get married if I'm out here and I'm closed in, I'm in the house all the time? So she said she, got out and she went and she took herself out to eat, by herself. And she went to the point of washing her car and vacuuming out. She said, lo and behold, this man came pulling up behind her at the car wash, and he was vacuuming out his car as well. And one thing led to another, and they got to know each other. And then they started dating, and they going out, and they got married. that was, to me, it was like, hey, you know, sometimes you can stunt your growth by not having different experiences in life. Some people get so guarded to the point that they don't want to be able to experience different things in life because the simple fact is they hold in to the point of just that spectrum of saying, hey, listen, I've been not exposed myself to that. I feel like sometimes, and I learned this in psychology, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes in order for you to be able to get past certain things that you have experienced in life, you got to be able to stand your ground in what you have going on. Case in point, like with some people that is addicted to stuff or whatever, of course, you know, you're not going to hang out with somebody that is doing the same things that you're trying to get away from. But these people, a lot of these people are stunting their growth by not experiencing life because the simple fact is they feel like that is wrong. The different things that they do is wrong. There's a lot of things that we do is wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can look at people wrong. We can say things wrong. We can feel things wrong. Things could be not exactly what we feel like that it's supposed to be. So forth and so on. There's just so many different things that's in life that we were taught and that we go by and not realize that what we're doing is still wrong because it's causing some type of harm to somebody else. We don't want to hold ourselves on to that of saying that we're going to keep continuing to do things of that nature because it's going to cause some type of harm to somebody else. There's more to life than that. You know, get out and experience life, being able to see things from a different spectrum. How can you ask for something or whatever the case may be? So many different people that have had transitioned on that wasn't able to experience life because the simple fact is they put themselves in a box. You know, and there's more to life than being in a box. There's a lot of shit outside of the box. That's just something for you guys to think about. You know right from wrong. You know what you need is that you need to do, or what it is that you need not to do. The universe teaches us that. God teaches us that. Whoever, the creator, teaches the point of right from wrong. We know right from wrong. We are humans. We know right from wrong. And you got to be able to stand your ground on things and doing things because it's right and not wrong or whatever. That's just something for you guys to think about. I just wanted to come over here to talk to you about that because the simple fact is there's so many different people put themselves in a box. I guess this podcast should have been about the point allowing yourself to be outside of the box. You know, be outside of the box. You know, you don't have to be inside of the box all the time. There's more to life than to be secluded in certain things. How do you be able to experience stuff if you're in a box? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to get outside of it. You got to take some walks. You got to be able to take some risk and so you can be able to learn stuff. And how do you learn stuff? Through experiences. That's just something for you guys to think about. Like Nina Simone said, hey, it's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life. And she feels good. And how you expect to feel good about yourself and what's going on in life if you don't have no type of experience. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Friday, talking to you about right from wrong, learning from your experiences. Y'all have a good night.